Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Welcome. Happy October, everybody.
Isn't it exciting?
It's super exciting. I love the month of October. First and foremost, my sugar, Charlie Brown, was born. So I get to, in essence, celebrate all month long one of my best achievements ever.
Probably your greatest.
For sure.
I mean, because he's amazing.
He is. He's my longest lasting relationship, and he's totally stuck with me. It's fantastic. That's right. So his birthday's in just a couple of days. It's the same night as Laugh Out Hunger, which benefits the Treasure Coast Food Bank with Casey and Spaz, two Michigan boys hanging out down in Fort Pierce, making people laugh for a good cause. Pretty excited about it.
Nice. And how old's Charlie going to be this year?
12.
Wow.
Crazy.
He's getting tall, too.
Taller than his mom.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sets the tone really nice. And then I do most of my holiday shopping in the month of October so that I'm all paid off on it before we actually go into the holidays. And then I can spend more money thereafter for all the last minute things.
That is revolutionary.
I try.
You know,
it's planning. It's called planning.
I heard Christmas is coming. It's new this year.
It is. It's like they changed the date. It's this moving target.
Yeah.
Just kidding. December 25th.
Every 365 days.
That's just it.
Figure it out.
And, you know, since I have two incredibly talented guests on the program today that happen to have a following when it comes into holiday party mode, I thought this was a fun way to start off the show. Kitty's back, folks.
Yay.
Kitty of the Blue Star.
Yay.
Welcome home, sister.
Thank you.
Did you have a great time up north?
I did. Maine was amazing. It was cold. It was beautiful. There was lobster everywhere and blueberry pie and blueberry pancakes and squashes, and it was cold. And
what wine do you pair?
I want to go back to the cold.
Oh, simmer down over there. You love it here.
Oh, you know, a good Zinfandel goes great. Zinfandels, Merlots are typically known for their kind of blueberry flavors.
Nice.
But anything kind of robust. And then, but of course, champagne goes with everything.
Oh, this is why we're friends.
Moving right into the party season. Prosecco, champagne, sparkling cava from Spain. Anything with bubbles is always good with blueberries.
And what is it that you brought for us today for our wine of the week?
Well, I brought a Pratsch, which is from Austria, and it is a Grüner Veltliner, which is a, how would I say this? It's a very common grape in Austria.
Ah.
It's a very light white wine. It tends to be lower in alcohol than most white wines. Most white wines run about 12 to 13%, and Grüner Veltliners tend to run around 7 to 8%. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's cold, it's light, it's crisp, it's refreshing. It's just fantastic.
It is very crisp, and it's got a lot of minerality to it,
yep,
which I enjoy. And this is available, I would assume, at the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday?
It is, by the glass or bottle. It'd go great with some oysters. Just saying.
Are you serving up some oysters right now?
I'm thinking about putting that on the menu in the near future, yes.
And just to be clear, the wine promo is over. As of October 1, right?
Well, we don't have to tell everybody, but yes.
I mean, we only have approximately 15,000 listeners. It's just this intimate conversation.
It's pretty bad that the summer wine deal this year went from May 1st until October 1st. That is a long summer, my friends. A very long summer.
That's why we live here.
That's
Duh.
Right. That's right.
Duh. So what's looking amazing this week that our listeners should come see ya?
Everything. We are back from vacation. Like I said, I was up north. I was cold. It was great. I'm bringing some squashes to the menu. Brussels sprouts are coming back. We've got some sweet potatoes. We've got all kinds of good stuff. But again, I always run the Maine lobster risotto. We've got the jumbo diver sea scallops.
Mm.
I've got some really good American lamb that I just picked up from Anderson Farms that is just spectacular. The American lamb tends to be larger in the eye. It's a larger rib cage, and the flavor is just extraordinary.
Makes me so,
I'm so
proud
really
to be an American
about this.
Right about now. Not that I'm not always, but
I believe that our lamb is actually the best that you can.
How are you preparing it?
Well, I'm going to grill it off with some rosemary and garlic, and I'm going to put it probably with some roasted squashes. I don't know. Still working on it.
How exciting.
Stay tuned.
See, it's creative brilliance happening here as
maybe
we sip.
A spinach souffle. Who knows?
Ooh, do tell.
Yum.
Hot off the press on the Vero Insider. See, we get Kitty back fresh from vacation. She brings wine, and we just conspire. I tell you, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Now, next to her is a handsome gent. He is, yes,
absolutely.
Mr. Jay Barwick of Barwick Entertainment.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for doing an amazing job this past week at the White Glove Moving and Pack Mail Shipping Chamber After Hours. You transformed our warehouse from what warehouses are, solid concrete.
Lots of metal.
Lots of metal, lots of brown boxes. And it became a light show that danced with the music that you played. And I loved the assortment of music that you played so
Thank you.
It entertained our diverse crowd of business professionals ranging in ages from the
like 20, early 20s to later 60s, I would say.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is not easy to do.
No.
That type of broad.
No, I had to learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a DJ from Los Angeles who played house music until like 6 in the morning, and then I moved here. So I had to learn how to play for a little bit of a different crowd than what I was used to.
You can
so
play I've house music for me. I like it.
There you go, right?
I'll invite you to some cool places then.
There you go.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you believe is your stronghold, because honestly, I've seen you at a number of places. I've seen you out and about for a late night performance at locally, say Filthy's.
Mm-hmm. I used to play there.
I've seen you perform at my husband's place of employment at Oak Harbor, doing a, company Christmas party, dinner music, and then dancing kind of thing. I mean,
and I saw you light the dance floor up.
I
you
was
dragged
the first,
some people up there.
I was the first to go. He critiqued my dancing skills.
Yeah, but
fine.
You love dancing. You're always fun to dance with.
I try.
Because you're always out there having a great time.
Well, when you provide a dance floor and great music and entertainment, and then there's nobody dancing, I feel the responsibility to get that party started.
There are certain
no,
places.
It's just fun.
People don't really know how to dance unless they've actually been in a culture of dancing.
That
so
is right.
I don't know if it's something that you did in your past that, you know, you enjoy going out and dancing all the time. But there are certain areas I go to that people want to sit around. They want to talk. They want to chat. They want to drink. They don't want to dance, which is kind of odd. But breaking through that here in Vero Beach.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your custom lighting, because I really think that it added a whole level of excitement and entertainment to the event that would not have been possible.
Sure.
We have
40 wireless battery-powered uplights that we can put anywhere in a space within probably 400 to 700 feet of each other and uplight an entire huge room or make it a small, intimate kind of feel. So we can go all the way from, you know, I do some events with just 4 to 6 lights in a room, all the way up to 40 like we had. We had about 30 going in your warehouse.
And the different colors. And the ability to do spotlights if you need to focus on something. Like, for example, if folks are considering some entertainment for their upcoming holiday parties and so forth, whether they do it at home or a place of business or at an establishment, like perhaps Miss Kitty's private dining area at the Blue Star.
Such a great idea.
Right? I'm full of them. I'm just a matchmaker on air, folks. That's what we do around here, the Vero Insider. There's an opportunity for really good sound system, you know, to be able to like maybe do a little spotlighting, say a little something to the people, thank them for their year of service, thank them for all that they do and for coming, the ability to do some of those fun games, whether it's like a, you know, gift exchange or something like that. You know, all those things allow you to like break up the dance lights.
Yeah.
Bring up talk light. Go back to dance light.
Right back to it.
I think that's so much fun.
And for your
and
event,
it was all
just
standing for one spot. Like he never moved. He didn't go from behind his booth. Once it was all set up, he was able to control everything right there. My live mic went. I didn't static on the speaker.
Nice.
I mean, it was flawless.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful execution for someone who does a lot of public speaking. I think that that's really important. And for folks to know you can handle a small party or something on a much larger scale.
Oh, yeah. All the way up to probably here in Vero, we've done like 300-person events are the biggest we've probably done.
Ah.
We have the Strides Against Breast Cancer we're doing very soon, which is an outdoor event that we're going to do a big sound system for their run and for the whole area there. So we do all the way down small to all the way up big.
Aha. And you're also a part of the Bridal Expo. Did that?
The Vero Beach Bridal Show we just did. We were a sponsor and we ran their fashion show. So we used those lights there as well. I think we used 35 that day for the Heritage Center to make the whole place glow really pretty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures on Virola's website. Virola did the photography.
Okay.
So they're also on our Barwick Entertainment Facebook page if you want to go there and check those out.
And so if folks are interested, we've kind of stimulated the thought process of like, hey, my party could be better if... And not that I discount bands, right? Because
no,
I
love
live music.
Yes.
However, I think for some events, a band can only take you so far, mm-hmm. right? Like if it's several hours and you really want a lot of dancing and you want a lot of crowd involvement and you want someone that can really help engage, make periodic announcements and stuff, a band might not be the best fit, especially if there's a lot of different people, when you want to create an atmosphere where they all feel as though their requests are being honored or their likes are being hit on. So how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can call me. You can call me at 772-226-0232. So that's our office number. That goes right to my cell phone, honestly. So you'll get me wherever. Or you can email me at J-A-Y. That's J Barwick. It's J at barwickentertainment.com.
Okay. And do you have a website?
I do.
Yeah.
It's barwickentertainment.com.
And of
course, you
can
find
us
on Facebook. So just type in Barwick Entertainment and you'll find us and I'll be there for you.
And of course, I've tagged you on today's show.
Thank you.
So make sure, folks, that as you consider some actual entertainment, because it really does, it's a cost-effective solution mm-hmm. that can add a lot of impact. And I assume you do, in fact, take requests.
Oh, yeah, of
since
course.
I just put that out there in the and universe.
I do whatever the client wants me to do, basically. Some clients say don't take any requests
sure.
because they know that requests are going to kind of change the mood and they want to set a very specific mood.
Yeah.
So whatever the client wants, that's what the client gets when you work in Barwick Entertainment.
I think that that makes a lot of sense. And I have to admit, the equipment was state of the art. The look of it when it was all assembled was nice and neat and clean and modern. And folks really loved it. So I think that if you can transform a 10,000 square foot warehouse and make it like the only nightclub that Vero had to offer on Thursday night.
That's really
well,
nice.
Then, right? Like that
pretty
speaks
good.
Volumes.
And
yeah.
I'm super lucky. My wife, Heather Barwick, she allows me to buy really good expensive equipment as opposed to just passing
she
equipment.
Allows me.
She allows me. She is a big part of the business, makes big business decisions.
Of course.
So.
And she, well, and not to mention she's incredibly beautiful mm-hmm. and one heck of a sidekick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. She came to the event. Actually, we had to get a sitter for that. I said, you have to be there. She said, okay, I will.
Right? It's an Anna party. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello.
Like, we insist upon it. Okay. So, Kitty, let's talk about that space because I know that folks do book out well in advance for you in that private room.
The private dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that
they
the
do.
Space with the mirrors around
yes.
it?
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
had dinner in there. We were the only people in there on a random night. We came in later and it was a really nice experience.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah. Most people who go in there actually just love this space. I just, you know, it turned out really nicely. It's very versatile. We do a ton of Christmas parties. We do a lot of rehearsal dinners in there.
Perfect.
A lot of rehearsal dinners in there. We've been doing a lot of birthday parties in there, anniversary parties, just anything you can think of, we've been doing in there. So that room has turned out to be really a nice little bonus. And then, of course, when season comes, we get so busy that we open it up and we do regular dinner service in that.
Absolutely. And at your sold out wine dinner, it was full in there too.
I know.
However, if folks are listening and they want to set up something, they might have a smaller group, they might have a larger group. How
sure.
many people can it accommodate and how do they reserve the space?
If you're going to have a seated dinner, it can accommodate up to 40. If you're going to have, say, a stand-up cocktail, you know, stand-up cocktail tasting, heavy hors d'oeuvre, like Christmas party, where you don't need a whole lot of tables in there, just a few for people to sit in, or some couches or something like that, then we can probably do about 50 to 55.
Very nice.
Yeah, and okay. It does have its own bar space in there, so we don't have to necessarily access the main bar.
I love anything that offers me my own private bar.
Yes.
I mean,
she
who
didn't
are
say
we
private
kidding?
Bar. She said bar for the space, not for you.
That's not what I heard, Jay. That is literally not my my take on
but
what
it could
you say.
Be.
Right. So so how do they reserve?
All they have to do is call me at the Blue Star. If we aren't there, just leave a message and I'll call you right back and we can get together. I'll have you come over. We can walk through the space. You tell me what you'd like to do in there and we'll just get the ball rolling.
So easy.
It's that easy.
Come up with a fun custom menu. All right. So it's the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. In the studio, we have Jay Barwick of Barwick Entertainment and Kitty Wagner, owner of the Blue Star. We're talking about upcoming soirees, things that you should reserve now rather than later because demand is high.
Absolutely.
When the economy is good. And of course, we would like to thank Caliber Home Loans for their ongoing sponsorship. Big congratulations to Lucy Cranker, winning Affiliate of the Year for the Realtors Association of Indian River County. Home loans is all that they do. So if you are interested in home ownership going into the new year, sit down, have a consultation with them. They will make sure that you're on the right path. Take the time that's needed so that you can live out your dream in a house that you love, that you can afford. No one wants to be house poor. If
no,
you don't have to be,
not
right?
At all.
You know, it's
no.
about being smart, being smart. So, Vero Insider, there's much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back. Happy October. You know, the corn maze is in full effect, folks, with the centennial logo.
I am so glad you said that because I thought of it earlier today and then I forgot to go on my computer and look it up.
It looks
amazing. But the weather has been perfect. Mm-hmm. Is it open yet?
It's totally open. It opened this past weekend. Take your chitlins. Take your beautiful little daughter,
Jay. I don't even know about that.
Does anybody know about the corn maze?
So it's Countryside Citrus. Between 58th and 66th, out by Liberty Magnet, just past the fairgrounds, just due north of the fairgrounds. And they do a corn maze full of cornundrums. Little riddles. And it's super fun. And there's all these activities for kids of all ages. And they always do like an aerial photo. And this year they did a centennial logo.
Nice.
And of course, yours truly is Miss Centennial.
Yes.
So anything super fun and centennial related, we love to promote. And last week they did a great article featuring yours truly with all the fun things we can anticipate this month, like tree plantings and a centennial halftime show, a chili cook-off where I get to taste everybody's chili.
Do you Bummer. Like spicy things?
I do.
Okay, this is
I'm a little
good for
Latina.
You.
It's perfect.
Exactly. And for the record, that corn maze is not small.
No, it's really
good.
It's
5 acres.
Yeah.
Did you know that? It's no
really?
Wimpy little corn
no,
maze.
No, it's impressive.
No, it is on their website. It's 5 acres.
See, now I'm scared.
No,
I wasn't until you said that. Now I'm worried.
No,
it's I get lost easy.
Just take a bottle of water. Don't forget to take a bottle of water.
But, that's right.
But
that's
it's a blast.
Right.
And then they have the corn gun.
Yes.
That thing's
the
awesome.
The corn launcher. It's like a potato gun, but it's like
a corn
it
gun.
Goes even further because
yeah,
the corn's
a little
lighter.
Yeah, it's like a bazooka that shoots corn.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So awesome.
Boom.
I have a 2.5-year-old. She'll love it.
She'll love it. Yes, it's super family related. So, of course, let's just quickly cover our sponsors and then get back into a little bit about Barwick Entertainment and what folks can expect at the Blue Star the next upcoming week. So Foxy Nails, I went over the weekend. I did a reverse accent nail. So I did all glitter, fall glitter.
I know, you're
what
all
do you think?
Sparkly. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love fall glitter
like
with
a
little
a lot.
Accent fall pink. The place was full and you know it was mostly men. So don't think guys.
Were they all getting
their nails
glitter?
Done?
They were getting pedicures.
Okay.
And glitter.
Yeah, I know glitter. Well, maybe one. For the most part, there's always one. But, you know, pedicures are important. And this is a great time of year to go walking on the beach and spend a lot more time on the beach because it's, like, not nearly as crazy hot. So if you're going for the beach activity exercise. So think about that. Foxy Nails are open 7 days a week. Hair Studio Vero in her new location. She will get you fall fabulous. Maybe do a couple warm tones. I'm going to go see her on Friday so I can look my best when I emcee the Special Olympics this Saturday evening for the opening ceremony.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be held at the IG Center. And, of course, White Glove and Pack Mail. We are here for all the heavy lifting, your storage and shipping needs. So whether it's you, a colleague, a family friend, someone you really don't like, tell them about us so we can get rid of them. So we can move them and ship them.
Let's
as
move
needed.
Them on.
Yeah. But honestly, we are community partners and we are the first host of the Centennial, kicking off the Centennial celebrations this October. So we appreciate your referrals. There's no doubt about it. And of course, this weekend, before I emcee the Special Olympics, you'll see me and a white glove team with a giant white glove moving truck and a bunch of boxes for blocks for Touch a Truck.
Oh,
so excited to go to that.
Yeah. It kicks off early morning on Saturday. So mm-hmm. be there around 9. It gets full. It's super fun. Kids can honk horns. They can pull levers. They can climb. I'm going to have all bubble wrap all over the bottom of the floor. It's going to be awesome.
We will see you there.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so Jay Barwick, Barwick Entertainment, he just hosted a soiree alongside myself and my team at the White Glove Warehouse. It was amazing. Tell us a little bit about... You said you were from L.A.?
From Orlando.
Okay.
But I was an actor in Orlando for 10 years. I worked at all the parks for 10 years.
Oh.
And then...
That explains so much about you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The whole acting part.
Uh-huh.
Hand me a microphone and I'll go. Instead, now I play music and I don't get on the microphone as much. But at the time when I was living here, or I'm sorry, in Orlando, I was with a lady who said that she would die if we did not move out there. So I... Moved out to L.A. and I was there
prevented
for 5 years.
Prevented her death.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That was very helpful of me.
Seriously.
But that did not last, obviously.
Right.
And I met my wife on a plane when she was living here in Vero and I was living out in L.A.
Oh, is that how you and Heather met?
Cool. We weren't even in the
same
world.
He got himself a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm. And so I was out in L.A. for years and I started DJing out there randomly just because I really enjoy music. But I never enjoyed going out or DJing or anything like that. It was all kind of just something that I enjoyed myself. And then once Heather bought me my first piece of DJ equipment, I just kind of went with it at that point, and it turned into this.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, that's a full-time job now, which not many people get to DJ as a full-time job.
Well, and I think it's important for our listeners because we do have a lot of community partners that do a number of signature events mm-hmm. throughout the year, whether it's luncheon fashion shows or evening type of galas, and you can cater to their entire audience as well. So mm-hmm. one more time with your website and best way for folks to contact
it's
you.
Barwick Entertainment. So Barwick is Barwick Entertainment. And you can get me at jay@barwickentertainment.com. And you can find all that on the website. It's just look up Barwick Entertainment. We're the first ones to pop up.
He will treat you right, folks. It's cost effective. It's guaranteed good time for all of those who are in attendance. Miss mm-hmm. Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star is here.
I am.
She's no more vacation, folks. She just wants to feed you Tuesday through Saturday.
That's
until
so
further
true.
Notice. Right?
Absolutely.
Visit us online at theveroinsider.com. Until next week, cheers. Happy birthday, sugar.
Cheers.